From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session from afar. My guest today is a spectacular instrumentalist, vocalist, two-time International Bluegrass Music Association Dobro Player of the Year, Justin Moses. Hello.
Hey, Eric. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great. It is nice to chat with you. I feel like I have seen that room once before.
It's very likely, yeah.
Your better half is none other than Sierra Hull, who is our guest over the summer on JPR Live Sessions. And she actually makes an appearance on this new record of yours, which is called Fall Like Rain, out on Mountain Fever Music Group. JustinMoses.com is the web address to go for more information. Is it true you guys met like as teenagers?
Well, there's a little bit of an age gap with us. She was a teenager.
I was
a little older, but, we met at a bluegrass festival, and we've just ended up being at the same festivals and concerts, you know, quite a bit. Just, you know, it's a kind of a small community in bluegrass in a way. But yeah. And I'd seen her at the IBMA conference that happens every year, stuff like that. And then we started playing music together a little bit. And, it's years later after that we connected and kind of fell in love.
Yeah.
More so.
Congratulations on that.
Well, thank you.
I was reading about your early years in music and was interested to kind of read that it wasn't coming up through the jam sessions and the fiddle camps and all that. Like, you were primarily doing like church music with your family as a kid, right?
That's right. Yeah, definitely early on, that was the case. Mom and dad both played gospel music. My dad played guitar. My mom played piano. And they ended up joining a gospel group when I was very young. And, I was hearing a lot of that music and hearing, my dad played a lot of, you know, standard kind of traditional country riffs and intros and things like that. Johnny Cash intros, those sort of things. And I was hearing that stuff as early kid, but bluegrass kind of came in my teenage years more so.
Was there a moment, or did it just evolve?
I think it evolved, but there was two things that happened pretty close together. We got exposed to the music of Doyle Lawson on a cassette tape we'd gotten. My uncle, I think, got it first, and then he let us hear it, and then we also saw Allison Krauss and Union Station on Austin City Limits around that same time, and that made a huge impression on me, those two things I could just stick out in my mind as things I remember being moments that really got me interested in bluegrass.
Justin Moses is my guest on JPR Live Sessions today. His new record is called Fall Like Rain. JustinMoses.com is his web address. I'd love to hear a tune. I know that your first instrument was mandolin, right? But you have since completely mastered everything. So I'm curious to hear what you've got to share with us today.
Yeah, I think we'll start with the title track of the record.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Fall Like Rain. You said will. Does that mean that you might have a little help on this?
I am trying to recruit a little help, and I think I have successfully done so.
Fantastic. This is Fall Like Rain. It's Justin Moses on JPR.
Tell me, why did I fall in love with you? Tell me, why did I fall in love with you? Tore me all to pieces, cut me half in two. Tell me, why did I fall in love with you? Tell me, why do my tears fall like rain? Tell me, why do my tears fall like rain? Tore me all to pieces, nothing else remains. Tell me, why do my tears fall like rain? Thank you.
Worry, worry, worry. Worry all day long. Don't know where I'm going. Don't know right from wrong.
That one's called Fall Like Rain. Justin Moses is my guest today on JPR Live Sessions. A little help on that one from none other than Sierra Hull. I have to admit, when I was prepping for our conversation, I had no idea that that was a Clapton tune.
Yeah.
And I have since gone back and listened to the original, and I didn't know it. I don't think I'd ever heard it. It's amazing, and it actually kind of sounds like a bluegrass tune on right. Clapton's record. Where did that song come from and land in your lap?
Yeah, you know, I have to admit that I'm also, you know, it's not that I'm not an Eric Clapton fan. I just haven't listened to a whole lot of his music over the years, but I have a friend of mine that writes songs sometimes named Keith Garrett that I called up when I was trying to look for some songs and trying to put the record together and ask him, do you have any songs? And he said, I really don't necessarily right now. He hadn't been writing a whole lot, but he said, there's this Eric Clapton tune that I think would be good for you. And so he turned me on to
perfect.
It and I thought, yeah, this would probably work. So
yeah, man, yeah. The upper register of singing, it's just perfect for what you do.
Yeah. Sing a lot of tenor and higher parts. So yeah, I thought the song would work perfectly for what I, you know, the style of sort of bluegrass acoustic music I like to try to make. So
I mentioned that you started off on mandolin, and if this is all true, and I don't know how much of this over time changes and morphs, but like you took a few weeks worth of lessons and then just kind of picked up the rest by ear?
It's pretty much true, yeah.
Wow.
I think it was 6 or 8 weeks that Dad took me to a guy named Harley Millsaps that he knew more tunes than himself. My dad taught me the first few chords and tunes, like gospel songs and stuff like that. But yeah, the rest of it was learning by ear. And then, you know, as I started to get older and into my teenage years or early preteens, whatever, you know, Dad took me to a few more jam sessions and stuff like that. So, you know, I started to be around more musicians overall. in addition to, you know, the records we got into.
Wow. So the quiver now is what? It's mandolin, guitar, bass, fiddle? Do you play fiddle?
Yeah.
So mandolin, guitar, bass, fiddle, dobro. What else is in there?
I forget. We did you say banjo?
Banjo.
Banjo,
okay.
Yeah. So I first got into bluegrass, you know, in those early years that I'm talking about, like the preteen, teenage years, banjo was the instrument I really got into for a while and really focused a lot of energy on. So that was...
Is there one in your stable that kind of just, that's the sound just grabs you most of all of everything that you play?
Honestly, no. I feel like they all do, really. Yeah, and that was the thing. I think that's the primary reason I ended up playing all of them, is that they all had that same, you know, appeal to me. I wanted to learn. I was curious about every one of them. You know, when I heard a bluegrass band play, I wanted to know just everything about all of them. So,
wow. It's listening to you on all of them is absolutely spectacular.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, the proficiency is unbelievable. I'd love to hear another tune. I'm really curious to kind of dive into your brain about some of the people that you have played with and what you have gleaned from them, because you have been, you know, either directly connected to or one step away from just about everybody in that world at this point. Justin Moses is my guest on JPR Live Sessions. His new record is called Fall Like Rain, with a ton of amazing guest artists on it. JustinMoses.com is the web address. What tune do you want to share next?
Let's do the mandolin duo, Taxland.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That is called Taxland, Two mandolins, Justin Moses with help from Sierra Hull. That one comes from his new record called Fall Like Rain on Mountain Fever Music Group. Holy cow. Thanks, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's that's a fun tune.
Yeah. So over the years, you have played with all kinds of different people. You have guested as a studio musician on a ton of records, very well-known records like Wheels, right? The Tominski record. Is there a musician that you have played with along the way or been on stage with along the way that stands out as being the most surprising? Like the one that just made you roll your eyes and go, holy cow, I had no idea the depth of what this person possesses.
Yeah, yeah. I think I could point to Bruce Hornsby as being that guy because, I got the chance to play with him, you know, when I played with Ricky Skaggs. And, you know, he came out for a run of dates with the band.
Yeah, and they did that cool duo record,
yeah,
right?
They did. Yeah. Uh-huh. And so we were doing songs from that and probably throwing in some you know, newer stuff too. But he is just so incredible at whatever he wants to do. Like he could sit there, you know, at sound check and play these classical pieces that are just wildly amazing. And then he can turn around and play the most soulful, bluesy, you know, stuff in the show at the same time. And it's just really impressive, his level of musicality.
Hmm. On this new record, as I mentioned, you've got a ton of amazing guests. Tominski, Del McCurry, Brian Sutton, Barry Bales, Stuart Duncan, Jerry Douglas. Obviously, musically, they're all incredible. Their technical chops are amazing. But when you're looking to assemble a supporting cast for the music you want to put out in the world with your name, what kind of characteristics are you looking for?
That's a great question. I think it's a combination of just the heart and soul and emotion that you feel personally yourself from hearing those musicians. Hmm. I'd say foremost, that is key to me. And then just in a more general sense, just liking what they tend to play, you know, just liking the sound that they produce from their instrument, because it's a very unique thing from musician to musician, what tones and what ideas come out of the instrument. So I feel like it's just it was a combination of those two things, like the feeling that they emote out of their instrument first and foremost.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you could play them all. Right. So
I can give them all a shot. Yeah.
So if you're making a record and you've got studio time or you've got a home studio, theoretically, you could play all of the parts. But there's something better, I'm assuming. There's something better about having those other players join you to make the collective whole.
Well, it's a lot of fun. I will say, like the previous record that I made, I just made an instrumental EP about 4 or 5 years ago. It came out and I played everything on it. And that's fun in and of itself to like sit there and record one part and then add more to it and keep building it until you feel like it's there. It's like a finished product, but it's just a completely different animal. And it, to have that interaction with other musicians, like I was starving for that after sitting in a room by myself and making this, you know, instrumental EP, it's like, there's no substitute. And energy wise, it's very hard to replicate what a band playing together would do, you know, just by yourself. So yeah, no, it's a completely different world. But I sit down and made a list of people that I, you know, would want to have on the record, and I was fortunate enough to get the majority of the list. You know, there's still people that I would love to have had, you know, but you know, time.
Clapton.
Well, sure. You know, it's you know, you try to be realistic about time and budget and all those things, and just try to put together the best you can do with what you've got at the time. I think
I'm really glad you mentioned time.
Yeah,
because for the last year, I'm guessing you have had nothing but time. Being at home, not able to do the kind of touring that you would want to do, still releasing a brand new record, and spending time in the home with another spectacular musician, and those creative juices don't just turn off, I'm guessing, right? So how have you managed this whole pandemic period? What kind of stuff are you working on? Do you and Sierra write music together?
We haven't a whole lot. Like, it's a weird thing. It's like you would think we would more than we do. We just co-wrote like a lyrical song for the first time. Believe it or not, we'd never sitting down and actually tried to write a vocal song together. We've kind of, you know, messed around with tunes and tried to write tunes. And that's...
Do you have like mandolin show-offs on either side of the kitchen?
Sometimes we like to, yeah. We like to play mandolins or guitars together. And
To be a fly on that wall.
Yeah. But overall, I would say we play less than probably what a lot of people would think, just because we... Especially when we're both doing it a lot. You know, I guess this year is an exception because of the pandemic and everything. But under normal circumstances, we both travel a lot, sometimes together, sometimes separately. And when we come home, sometimes we just want to, you know, relax and take a day.
Fire up the Netflix.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, step away from what the day job is all
about. Yeah. Even though, I mean, it's the love of our life, too. And we obviously do play quite a bit, but it's... You know, it's a mix.
Yeah. Having listened to both of you play, it is obvious that you both play an awful lot.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful you had time to visit with us.
Oh, yeah. Thanks so much for having me.
My pleasure. Fall Like Rain is the name of the new record from Justin Moses out on Mountain Fever Music Group. JustinMoses.com is the place to go online to learn more. Will you play one more tune for us?
Yeah. We'll do a tune that I co-wrote with a couple friends of mine, Tom Utes and Peter Cooper. It's called Walking to Lebanon.
The bells are tolling in London, as they have for hundreds of years. But they're drowned by chanting for freedom in a country so far from here. I'm taking a walk and I'm taking it all. The walls made of stone and of pain. And I think of my people who sail from these shores as I stroll through the afternoon rain. The war was raging around them, shouting in anger and it was so far beyond understanding. She was all of but 8 or 10 years. She lost mom and dad in the bombing. Little sister was spared in the blast. They walked across the sand seeking refuge, or to something like mercy at last. Walking across the desert, walking on and on, walking across the desert to Lebanon. What will happen in Canaan or anywhere else? It's hard on us all, but it's meaner for some. In the pubs, men say, here's to your health. The rain's letting up here in London, and the bells, they seem quieter somehow. I've got no answers, just questions. All I know is what they're doing now. Walking across the desert, walking on and on, walking across the desert to Lebanon.
That's Justin Moses playing for us today on JPR Live Sessions. It's music from the new record called Fall Like Rain out on Mountain Fever Music Group, justinmoses.com. Justin, thanks again for doing this. It's great to meet you.
Hey, great to meet you, and thanks again for having me in today for this session. It's been a lot of fun.